What's up, y'all, and welcome into the Jack Vita Show. I'm your host, Jack Vita, for another edition of Deal or No Deal Island Insiders with my lovely sidekick, Miranda Rose Harrison.
Thank you, Jack. Lovely to be here, and I'm excited for our next guest coming on the show and also the next guy who was eliminated. So
we're going to dive deep into the episode. We're going to talk about episode 8. He's going to hopefully answer a lot of questions that we have. Miranda's going to shine some light on some things as well, even though she wasn't quite there at this point. There's a lot that she has that she can comment on, both as a spectator, but also as someone who was there for the first 5 rounds of this show. And maybe we'll go back and backtrack on some of that stuff. Should be a fun hour. If you guys like the show, make sure you hit subscribe to the Jack Vita Show. We did do a short exit interview with Dawson. Next week, we'll have another edition of Insiders. Brooke and I will have a recap, and we'll have the exit interview from the next person limited in episode 9. Should be fun. Miranda, who are we talking to today?
So we are talking to the man of the hour, the guy with the best skincare routine on the island, Dawson Addis. Come on, let's bring him up.
Dawson,
get that skin out, baby. What's up?
You're glowing.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. And Miranda, I love that you are here with us. It just spices everything up.
I know.
Jack, you're the best podcast guy there is. So I'm excited for this.
Thank you, Dawson. Yeah, it's been about 6 hours since I last saw you. Did you get a nap in?
No, I'm not going to nap in. So again, I'm a little sleepy, guys, so I'm trying to be energetic here. I got my Diet Coke with me, so that'll be helping me.
Now, Miranda and I, we've got something too. It's iced tea time. It's iced tea time.
My cup of tea.
Love it.
Brooke and I are going to start drinking.
Is my skincare routine that good out there?
It's really good. I mean, come on, you had us all on it. We were glowing.
And everyone, you know, the sun was doing some harsh damage to the skin out there, and I just wanted to make sure everyone was good for the camera.
That was the last thing I was thinking about, and you brought it right to me, and I was like, you're right. Forgot about that.
You need a little SPF, a little moisturizer.
A little snail. All right.
Miranda, I got a question for you before we dive deep into this episode. As someone who started your life in the Pacific Northwest, right? Northwest. Now you live in the Southeast. You've been all over the country. Do Dawson and I sound like we're from the same part of the country with the way that we talk and our accents? Or maybe not accents. I don't know. What do you think?
Dawson totally has a Wisconsin accent. There's no missing it. No missing it. You know, I don't get too much of an accent from you, Jack. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's compared to Dawson right now. Because him and Nick and his Brooklyn accent. It's hard for me not to want to talk like them sometimes, you know?
Yeah, no, I never understood recognizing, hey, you're from the Midwest. I only recognize, if someone's from the South, I can recognize it. If someone's from New York, Brooklyn, I can recognize it. That's literally it. But Midwest, I didn't think that was a thing, but I hear it all the time. And I've still yet to this day recognized if someone's from the Midwest or not.
Now, how do you say the word bag?
Bag.
Bag.
Say it again.
Bag.
Big. Yeah, that's how it says it.
Bag.
I say
milk.
How do you say? Do people say Wisconsin or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. I guess that's just me that says Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's just you. People say I sound like an Indiana person, whatever that sounds like. So.
Well, we're going to find out what an person sounds like, if that's you.
Yeah, sound off in the comments. Where do I sound like I'm from? Does Miranda have an accent? I don't think she does.
If anything, it's like a South ghetto accent. Or, you know, I'm from Washington, but I don't think I developed that Washingtonian accent.
Is that a thing, too?
It is. That's what I've been told for sure. They're the Washingtonians up in Seattle and stuff. But
All right. We learn something new every day.
Do a little Google research.
Miranda, where do you want to start with this episode? What's your first question for Mr. Dawson?
I'm ready.
I want to know, did you obviously weren't, let's talk about the excursion. You weren't going for that case that you came back with, were you?
I was not.
Now, where did you think went wrong on that part?
So that whole excursion, it was just freaking nuts. It was by far one of my favorites. But
look, I wish I was a part of it. It looks so much like fun. Yeah,
it was a blast. But, you know, so in the beginning, when we first run down there, all the lines are straight. You follow them. It should be easy. Okay. And the further you get in, the more you notice that there's way more ropes than what you originally thought. When they're all in a straight line, it doesn't look like it's a lot. But now when you start getting deep into the swamp and there's all these roots, plants, I mean, pure, just crazy stuff all over. And when it goes underwater next to another one and you can't reach it completely, you kind of almost have to like guess if you're reaching weird places. And I think that is where I went wrong, because originally I was going for, I think it was the 3.7,
yeah,
the 3.5 case, because that would have, you know, put me up in the top where I would have immunity, and it would have also kept me kind of in the middle equal, like hopefully I don't have to do anything crazy. But that was the original first case I got, but I actually went in that swamp 3 times. It wasn't just once.
Oh, wow.
Swamp 3 times. I followed that first rope, came back, found out it was 2.2. I was like, this sucks. I ran back, followed another one that I think it was the $4 million one. I think it was. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go for this one. So I started following that rope, and then I was like almost there. And totally lost track of it, because that one like went deep underwater and I was like trying to follow it, and I just lost it. I literally lost it, and I was expecting, like trying to imagine where it would come out, like which one it would be. There's 10 other ropes there. So it was like, okay, this is weird. And then another thing too is the rope, when you had to drag that case back through that rope, it was a whole different path too. So it's like cases, a million different ropes going to wherever, and you don't know if someone's already tracking this case down. So anyway, followed the rope I thought for the next $4 million one I thought I was following, came back, it was 2.5. So I had, I think it was like 8 minutes left, 10 minutes left, ran back out there. And at this point, I'm just looking for a case. I'm just looking for a case. I'm not following any rope. Run like deep far out there, look around. Case, and I bring it back, and thankfully it's 2.7, but it still didn't win me anything. That was the highest one I got, and at that point there was literally, when I got back, there was a minute left, and I also heard Nick scream like, yeah baby, and I knew he had the highest. I was comfortable with whatever it was. I was like, no matter what, it's Nick, and whatever happens, I can talk with him and we'll make something happen. So at that point, that's when I realized, like, you know what, screw it, I want to go up against the banker.
It was like his little night owl call, like, whoo-hoo, we're good.
It was. So I was just like, screw it. I want to go up against the banker. I want to make a bold move and make a statement. And because everyone else already has at that point, besides me, he's like, I'm going to do it.
And I saw it. You were like, I mean, you were actually ready, I think, in episode 5, too. Or was it 6, where Amy had to choose, and you were like, hey, you know, you got to pick. You should pick me or Kim.
Yep. Because right. I did not want Rob going up there.
Right. So it's not like you've been afraid of going up against the banker at all.
Nope. As soon as I realized how the game worked, and it literally took me to like episode 2 or 3 to figure it out completely.
Yeah, it did.
That
for
is
us, all of us.
Yeah, that's when I realized, like, I got the confidence. Like, I'm not scared to do it. Let's do it. And I realized you can also be in control, because this game is literally 50-50. You know, it's 50% luck, what ifs, and then 50% strategy.
Yeah.
So.
No, and I was surprised when Rob decided to give up the rope that, you know, Nick was on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very surprising. There was a bunch of twists and turns in that show.
It is such a great show. And that challenge was by far the best, because it was mentally challenging, physically challenging. And it was just, yeah, it just really tested me, you know, got me really out of my comfort zone. And that was by far one of the best challenges, for sure.
Like that.
So why, you touched on this earlier. Actually, you know, we did touch on this in the exit interview. So why don't I flip it to Miranda? Who would you have put the sand on?
Oh, me?
The game here, yeah.
Well, I would have done Rob because Rob, seeing how the game went, you want to keep the strongest person back a little bit because the strongest person is definitely going to go for the highest case. So, you know, if you're able to get to the highest case before them, you know, I would have probably done Rob. I don't know if I would have done Aaron just because I didn't, you know, wouldn't have been a threat. I did see when Amy went to take the sand and she was not going to go to do it to Rob. She was going to do it to Aaron. And I think I saw Nick go like this because, like, he was like, you know, like, why are you not just putting the sand in Rob's? Because he is the ultimate opponent in reality. And even Stephanie, she's the ultimate opponent too. I mean, I don't know if people, just everybody was intimidated by her in the moment or.
Yeah. So with that excursion, with obviously sabotaging someone's game, when we first got there, Joe was saying that the banker is testing precision. Okay. And obviously we know like an idea of how the game's going to work, but I'm thinking this is more of going to be something easier, smaller, more mental, like, okay, we got to track this, boom, 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 like not going to be an issue at all. It's going to be a mental challenge where you need the skills that I thought Aaron would be perfect at this game. Okay. Like they said, precise,
right.
Something with a puzzle using your brain. I was like, I got to get Aaron. And that's why I went for Aaron with that sand. And then the second, obviously that challenge started and we come around that corner and I saw like, this is way bigger than a lot of people thought. That's when I instantly regretted. I was like,
yeah,
I should have picked Rob because I was not expecting it to be that intense. And I mean, you saw
it. Rob, it was
hard for everyone. And especially Aaron having a late start and I mean, being a smaller guy, like that's, I was like, you know, I would have rather have picked Rob because he is definitely much more of a competitor when it comes to excursions like that. And, you know, it is what it is, but.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have gone with Rob personally because I still think Rob is the biggest mental threat too. I think he's the best at puzzles and mental competitions.
Right, exactly.
He's the greatest threat to win the game from my, I mean, part of it is that I just go back to, I've been a fan of Rob since 2002. Like he was one of my childhood heroes.
Yeah.
So like I would see him, I know how good he is. So I'm like, I got to get him. If I'm not playing the game with him and I want him out, I would 100% be going after him, even if I'm thinking that this might be more of a mental puzzle type thing, because I think he's still the best person at those too.
Yeah, I definitely think, Rob's a threat, but also playing against him in challenges, I wasn't like, this dude's impossible to beat, you know?
Right.
And Aaron, I felt like there was more to him that wasn't shown, and I feel like he is way smarter than anyone thinks, where he would blow anyone out of the water if it came to something, you know, mathematical, puzzle wise. I mean, he's that kind of guy, you know? So I was like, I know how Rob is. Yeah, he's a competitor, a good competitor, but also it's not impossible to beat him. So, yeah.
But, I might think Jordan too, because Jordan is good.
Jordan is great.
I see that she is like this genius that we just have not seen her open up to, because you know she's trying to lay low and but she's physically fit. She's physically, I mean, she, like just every part about her. So, but she's so nice. So like not everybody wanted to, you know, get in on that. But she definitely, you know, in the gameplay is a threat. Her. Stephanie, all of them.
They're all great competitors. That is for sure.
Yeah, Rob is definitely beatable. I mean, he's almost 50. So, like, I was thinking about like Nick versus Rob. Is it Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson? I don't know.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's gonna be a good fight.
No, it's not.
It's gonna be great. We're gonna see a KO.
Fighting sports, none of that stuff. So,
all right,
he just likes causing
the next thing. So, speaking of Aaron, was he that? Because watching it on the show, he just did not look like he was in it mentally the way he had been. Like he didn't have his swagger kicking. he just looked like he's saying, I'm trying. I made the comparison on the recap. He seems like a teenager that's like, just mom's like, hey, this is so fun. Come on. It's just like, I don't want to be here, mom. This is like, yeah. That was his body language in the episode. Was it really like that? Or did he just genuinely struggle with it? Was he defeated from the start of the day going back to the previous night? Was he defeated when he got the sand dumped on him? What was going on with Aaron in this challenge?
Honestly, I think the biggest part was him losing Alyssa. And he was really upset about that, as we all saw. But I remember seeing Aaron two or three times when I was doing that excursion. And every time I saw him, he was in the back corner in the water, just sitting there holding onto a case. Just sitting there in the same spot in the water, like floating, swimming. And I was like, what is he doing? Like, is he just holding onto this case, waiting until, you know, a certain time to start bringing it back or what? But I saw him in that area twice. Okay. And I was like, maybe he just doesn't care. I mean, it was hard, but it wasn't impossible. I mean, Amy did it. Amy's a small girl, you know, she pounded through it and he was just like not motivated. It was just like he was defeated from Alyssa. And then obviously probably me putting the sand in his, you know, jar. But if anything, I feel like that should motivate you to, you know, work harder and faster.
Yeah. Yeah. The first episode, you know, he got bottom two, had to go up against a banker. Yeah. So he's definitely came a long, long way. I did notice, I don't think I saw him smile like one time in that whole excursion. He might have just been worn out. He could have been on, you know, in those moments, like where you just want to, like, everything's just aggravating you. You just want to sit there and cry. Like, we all have those moments that could have been that type of moment. We've definitely all had those moments on that camp. All of us, even if we're crying in the shower.
Is that what you did?
I might have, but we don't need to talk about that. I know you did.
No, that was on the way to filming. I cried.
Oh, on the way.
You cried. I was so freaking scared. I did not know what to expect.
None of us did. My mom was like, this better not be Epstein Island. Like, they won't even allow you to bring
your phone. At first, I'm like, I being kidnapped? Like, right. I truly did not know what to expect. And it was, I mean, I'm happy with obviously how everything was. But I mean, those first, I mean, even a couple days, I was freaking out.
Yeah.
I was just like numb, constant anxiety. Like, oh, what is going on? I just wanted to start it. I just wanted to get everything filming ready to rock because I was just a nervous wreck.
Yeah. Everything was secretive, you know, yes. Everything was like hush, hush, you know, we couldn't even talk to each other. I saw Dawson, Dawson saw me. We didn't get to meet each other and talk to each other and see where everyone's at until we legit got on this island. Uh-huh. But we saw each other in the buses and at the airport and when we were going over the rules, but we couldn't talk. If we talked, well, we were like, no. We were on ice.
Reality TV is all reality TV. Like, it is full on. Like, if there's not cameras there, you're not talking.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't talk if there's no cameras there.
Nope. Not at all.
So, speaking of how this kind of, like, Aaron seems like he's in a funk in this episode. I said in the recap, totally different Aaron from what we saw in the first seven, where he's talking about his magic cards. He really seems like he's having fun. He's coming into his own as a bit of a game player, and he's just not, he doesn't have his A game in this particular episode. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens from this point on.
Yeah.
You mentioned the event that you think spiraled him into this funk, which was Alyssa going out. Now, last week, obviously, there was a big topic of conversation among the fans was Alyssa. There was a Alyssa side and there was Stephanie's side, and both of them made their sides of the story known on this show. They each got a chance to talk, and Stephanie did get more time. I've said if Alyssa wants to talk for a longer period of time, she's always welcome on this show if she would like to. But my question to you is, we have Alyssa's side, we have Stephanie's side, we have a little bit of confrontation, we have different stories coming from both. Mm-hmm. What did you see happen there, and what's your take on the events and maybe the feud?
So what I saw was Alyssa creating a last minute plan of pretty much throwing the challenge off and wanting to get Kim out. because Kim was the target to rob for some reason, which I still don't understand, just because she was smart. Honestly, she was smart and she knew everything about him and was exposing everything about him. So, you know, Rob painted this picture. Hey, you know, she's a threat. She, you know, and he made everything such a big deal. Like, oh, he called me an F word. Oh, he called me this, or she called me this, and just kind of fired everyone up that, you know, liked him. And Alyssa obviously was, what's that called? Swooped in by him, working with him and going with this plan, and obviously expressed it to Claudia. Who else was there? Were you there, Miranda?
No. So that's, I didn't even know it was a 2-day plan. I'm confused. Cause we were at the bathrooms and she came by, I think it was me and someone else. And she said, hey, I have a plan. I'm going to throw the game. We're going to make sure that Kim gets involved too. I'm like, okay. And yes, when I say, okay,
when they're not filming.
I don't know. I mean, it could have been edited out. I just feel like the cameras are always around, but I don't know what is edited in. But I remember saying, oh, okay. But it was an okay because it was like, that's your plan. I'm aware of whatever that Alyssa was going to throw the game. That's all that I knew. But like, okay, she's got something taken care of. Like, we're good. And she had told me that me, Claudia, and Stephanie. But Stephanie obviously wasn't a part of it. But then she, you know, when she came to talk to me and whoever I was with, I can't remember. It was like within five minutes, we were back on ice. So she came, told us, and we couldn't talk about it. All I knew is that there was a plan in play. But then now, kind of watching the reviews and everything, it was a 2-day challenge. I just didn't know when 2 days with this plan. And then I guess Rob changed the plan or something on Alyssa, told Alyssa to change. Alyssa had a plan and then Rob told Alyssa to change it. And Stephanie was like, Alyssa, don't you see that that's weird that you created this plan and now the plan's changing because of what Rob said? So, I mean, Stephanie caught the bull crap right away. So Stephanie was...
The edit's showing that Stephanie is kind of like, okay, well, no matter what the edit is, whatever the edit was, the plan was to protect Rob. Stephanie did not want to deal with that stuff because we all knew that, why are we protecting Rob? Why are we trying to get out, you know, 60-year-old Kim? And obviously, I mean, I had an alliance with Kim. Stephanie had an alliance with Kim, and she didn't want to do that. So it makes her a snake. It makes her, you know, all this stuff, which I can get where people see that. But at the same time, creating this last minute backdoor plan to get out someone who's not a threat.
Yeah. And then change it.
Yeah. I'm all with Steph on that. I just, you know, why are you trying to protect Rob, the dude?
And that's where it got confusing with me because I didn't even piece that together. I just thought that they wanted Kim out, that Alyssa just wanted Kim out. And then my gears were turning because I thought Alyssa and Kim were an alliance. And then she's coming to me and like, hey, I got this plan with Claudia and I'm going to sabotage the game. I'm going to get, we just want to make sure Kim gets bottom case. But I didn't hear her mention anything about Rob or protecting Rob. So then that got confused. And then when Stephanie's going up and down and being kind of confused as what case she should get, and it went on for a minute too, which I could understand. But that's when I piped up. I'm like, get the lowest case. Cause I was like, that was the plan. Like Alyssa said that, like, that's the plan. Why is nobody go? Like I was confused, but I mean, me piping up was nothing. It was just more of a like, hurry up, let's do this. I thought there was a plan at play. I had already went, I think. So I was just like waiting for the others to go. But after that, you know, Alyssa had this whole 5-minute, 10-minute, speak about it. Like she sat us all down and was like, I don't remember. Like, what did she say?
She was pretty much after that whole excursion, we got back. It was after Temple.
Yeah.
We were all in the pavilion and Alyssa was like, you know, I just want to say something. She admitted to her plan kind of being twisted, you know, like not fully okay. And she apologized to Kim for it. And she's like, I'm sorry.
when? I don't think she apologized to, I don't know. We would have to, oh, we can't because it's not aired.
Yeah.
So. I remember her mentioning like, hey, Kim, I did this because I felt this way towards you because you're coming at me with information about calling them MFers.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with it. So like she was kind of saying sorry, but she was also saying like, I'm sorry that I did that, but I did it because of this.
Yes. Yep.
You know?
Exactly what it was. And it was a whole spiel on kind of, I guess, what's that called? Validating why she did it, you know, and it just,
she's validating.
Her and I had our secret alliance. I'm like, whatever, this is so stupid. But I was like, you know, whatever. Like, it's still early in the game. Melissa and I were good. Like, I didn't care that much. But after realizing it all, I found out it was to protect Robin. I'm like, that is stupid.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, tempers flare when Stephanie is facing the banker, and then she beats the banker. What did you see there? What happened? What escalated that? And what was your take on that? Did you think it was uncalled for on either woman's end? Did you think it was, you know, a couple of people clashing on reality TV? Let me hear about this. What happens here and what's your take?
So while Stephanie obviously was up against the banker, Joe asked, I'm pretty sure, Alyssa, like, what do you think, Alyssa? And she's like, I'm not even listening right now. You know, like super snotty, cool, whatever. And Joe looked at Stephanie and was like, oh, how do you feel about that? And
snake.
And I was like, oh, here we go. And you know, obviously there was obvious physical intent or physical hate in the camp from them, you know, expressed towards each other. And I obviously had that secret alliance with Alyssa at that time. Stephanie did know this because I did tell the Night Owls everything, which we all did. We all were transparent, told each other everything, all of our tea for the day. So we're all on the same page. And, you know, I told them, hey, I'm not going after Alyssa. You guys can, but I'm going after Aaron or Ron. Like, that was what I was doing. This is what they were doing. Cool, cool, cool. And I did tell Alyssa prior to that, obviously. I was like, hey, I kind of broke off the alliance, you know, because I told her, I was like, hey, you know, I don't like how you're close with Aaron and Rob. I'm with Steph, Amy, and Nick. I just, it's not a vibe, but I did let her know, hey, obviously, like, Stephanie's coming after you. And I'm going to roll with her because I just liked her style more, you know, and we both had the same plan and need and want for this game was to obviously take out Rob and Aaron. And, you know, she wanted Alyssa. But I think Stephanie and Alyssa's fight was not out of hand. I think it was, you know, they wanted to say what was on their mind, and they totally have the right to do that. And, you know, they both said stuff about each other, but I think the way Aaron reacted with eliminating or having Alyssa eliminated was just like, I get it, you're upset, but at the same time, what wasn't shown was, I'm pretty sure Aaron said, Amy, can you just shut the hell up or something up, okay?
Yeah.
And that was what kind of triggered Amy to be like, Aaron, you know, like, I forgot what she said. But obviously then he took off, got back to camp, and that's where that situation started at the picnic.
So then at this, when you're at camp, you guys are sitting down, and this to me looks like a debrief that happens on any reality show after a vote. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. We're sitting around the campfire. Four people voted for this person, but five people voted for the other person. And you typically have the scene where it's kind of like, ah, this sucks. Like, I wish that person didn't go. I wish we were on the other side of the numbers. Yep. And it seemed like, you know, you typically have to put out fire sometimes, and there's a little awkwardness or whatever. And you guys are sitting there, and Aaron comes and he sits with you guys. And Amy says along the lines of, hey man, like, I just want to like say, I didn't appreciate you not allowing me to speak my piece. And,
and that's why she said that, because that wasn't shown of what Aaron said after or before he walked off, is he said something along those lines, like, Amy, shut up, you know? Yeah.
So he told her to stop talking.
Yep.
He told her to shut up. Maybe a shut the hell up, which is even more, you know, mm-hmm. aggressive. Yeah. so Aaron, Amy was saying, and you, would you say that Amy's tone of this encounter was confrontational, or was it like, hey, let's just kind of move past this and let's talk about this and move on from it?
You know, I think they could have had a great conversation. They could have totally have talked it out, but I think, you know, Aaron reacted too fast on his emotions, and he rose his voice, and he was the one who walked away. Didn't even give her the chance to talk, honestly.
Amy was shocked. I saw in her face, because she was like, whoa, wait. Like,
yeah.
Like, and Amy, even herself.
Her tone of voice can come off, like, loud, for sure, but also, we all know that. You know, we know Amy.
Yeah.
But he just, you know, he started raising his voice and started not giving her the chance to talk and ran off, and it.
So he basically proved what she was upset about, like doubling down on like, hey, I want to give a chance to talk. And it's like, and then he got mad again and basically said, no, I don't want to let you do that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And she was just saying like, I don't appreciate, you know, you speak. She wasn't really talking about Alyssa at that point. Like that's the sore spot. You know, she was saying for herself, like, hey, you know, between you and me, what you said to me and I said to you, I don't appreciate like you speaking up and saying that to me. And then he got all upset about it and was just like, I just got to leave and get out of here and take a breather, which I get, you know, it's a lot going on. His best friend was, which I thought his best friend was Rob, but it's Alyssa. And so his best friend got eliminated. So Rob's reminded again.
That's also, I mean,
that he's not best friend.
I want to know what Aaron thought when he heard what Alyssa said to Rob. I wonder if they spoke about that after filming.
I'm sure it was.
That was all a shot to him.
Gameplay. You know, I'm sure it's just gameplay that they would play it off. But
yeah,
I don't understand that part. When you still have your alliances and you got like 8 other people, it's like you're attacking your own person.
Yeah.
You're one person who literally has been protecting you throughout the game. Like that's the blind side. I think she was just trying to go for a blind side or something the wrong way, because that was just,
it was very off guard. Like, holy hell, why are you saying that? You know, like where I don't know where that came from.
I was surprised.
Was there anything else that wasn't like anything? I mean, did that happen as quickly as it did on TV, or was there anything else that was said that may have upset him in that moment?
Honestly, no. Not that I would know of, you know. I mean, yeah, there's nothing else. I really don't see anything that else that could have happened that made him upset.
I think Alyssa just knew she just had to get rid of one of them, and it had to been the weakest link, not the weakest person, the weakest link. And I think her strategy would have gone well if they were in the top 4.
Yeah.
Top 3.
Yeah.
You know, but not top 8. Not top 8. Like, give a little bit.
Put a little bug in his ear just in case they do make it far down the road and she could refer to it. But other than that, yeah. I mean, I think their argument, their fight, everything, it was all justifiable. Had to get it out of the way. And they both had their.
I didn't have a problem with what either of them did. I mean, it's reality TV. We want confrontation.
Yep.
We enjoy it. That's where we get our popcorn. We want to see this kind of stuff. And that really, I did not think was that big of a fight compared to what we've seen on TV before. Like, we've seen some really nasty stuff on TV before.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about my next question. I'm going to Miranda. Miranda.
Yes.
My question for you is, what were you thinking when you saw that this guy got offered $100,000 and you got offered $40,000?
I said, well, thank you for taking down my little thing that I had going on, you know, just kicking me to the curb. you know, I think my $40,000 will pay your taxes on the $100,000. But hey, I think so far, man, when he got out of the game, you know, it was drinks on him, right?
Oh, we did drink a lot.
All
right. Talk about that right now.
But I mean, at the same time, you know, I got what, 60,000, the 20 and the 40. So it's up there. But hey, you know what? I am so happy Dawson got the $100,000, because anybody else, like,
I was actually shocked.
I watched it. I knew about it, and I watched the episode last night, and I was like,
yeah, that was, I was not honestly expecting that one bit. I was expecting it was just going to be something in the beginning to kind of reel in people, you know? But when that call came in, I didn't know it for like 2 seconds. And I realized, I'm like, oh. But I looked at myself in my head as soon as I would put together, hey, it's a personal offer. I told myself, if it's a personal offer in my head, I'm only leaving if it's $100,000. That's what I told myself.
But if it was anything less.
If it was anything less, I don't think I would have, honestly, because again.
But then you would have been out, right?
Before that, if you watch the episode again, I said my case is the 2.75. It was the case I brought in today. I said that out loud. I said it's a 2.75. I would have played that game until the end. I would have 100% played that game till the end, and I would have stuck to that number.
What was the offer, though, from the banker at that moment?
1.399,
and you would have gone to the end.
One case below it.
And what were the last two cases?
I believe there was three, and it was like, I don't know, 4 million.
Oh, I got it. I got it in my notes. There was 300, 2.75, and 3.25. And he got offered 1.399.
Yeah. So
I don't know why it wasn't 1.4, 1.399.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, I get it. I go through my game the whole time too. Like, imagine if I denied it, kept going. I could have, my next case, I would have, you know, picked the $100 case. My offer would have gone from.
Hey, we can't let that stuff affect us.
I know.
It happens.
So what's going on? The question everyone wants to know on the internet, are they bribing you guys to leave to influence an outcome that they might want? Is that
bribing?
What's going on?
No, there's no bribing.
I've seen a lot of people's comments online, and I can, you know, understand where they're coming from. Cause yeah, I can kind of look weird.
What's a bribe though? What are they bribing?
I think where people were commenting and kind of like, what's going on here? Are they like trying to create an agenda of how this game's going to work? Was the no elimination case. That was definitely like a huge throw off. And
yes,
like it's labeled banker's bonus. But what bonus was there? You know, there was no bonus. It was.
Well, it could have been a bonus for Amy if Amy had a bad case. And then let's say she could have gone home. That would have been like, let's say her game was just awful. It would have been good to keep her. She would have been able to stay. So, I mean, imagine if you were just having a horrible game and you're like, oh man, I'm going to lose. And then bam, you don't lose. So that's the only good way is if you were like flunking it and then the banker's like, oh no, we're going to keep you in the game.
Yeah, I could see that. But still, yeah. I mean, I don't think there was any bribery. I think, you know,
this is
all real money, you know, and when I was playing the game, it was the first $1 million offer right off the bat, you know, and there's actually people probably negotiating this money behind scenes because this money will have to be spent and handed out. So I feel like it was an actual like, oh, wow, like we don't want this to go any higher. We're playing a good game. This person's a gambler. They're going to do everything it takes. And what if it is, you know, what if it is actually what he expects? And, you know, we have to fork up, say, $5 million into the pot. You know, the banker's trying to keep the money he obviously has to pay out as low as possible. You know, so again, you know, offering his personal offer amounts to people just to be guaranteed and walk out, I think is a big way for him to save money and also a way to spice it up. You know, it'll definitely, why is there a thumbs up in my screen?
Yeah, you did a thumbs up sign and it's smart and it gave you a thumbs up, but now it's not doing it. So,
oh, weird.
StreamYard, you're weird.
Yeah, what the heck?
There was one time that
Stephanie LaGrossa got fireworks going. So if anyone can figure that one out, props to you. All right, Dawson, I guess I'm wondering, like, why though, everything you're saying makes sense. Why do you have to self-eliminate then? Why can't it just be a game of odds like with Miranda where it's like, okay, Miranda got a 1 in 4 chance. She took it. She's like, okay, there's a 25% chance I stay in the game. There's a 100% chance I get 40. And with you, you get a 100% chance of leaving, but you get a 100% chance of 100K.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. I was forced to eliminate myself. That is for sure. I wasn't offered the chance to keep playing and, you know, take that risk even if I wanted to.
And the banker is, I will tell you this, like $100,000 to the banker is nothing. Mm-hmm. $40,000 is nothing to the banker. So he's like, here's some chump change. So you don't stay in the game, because he sees us, him, as a competitor, and seeing that, you know, you're doing good at the game. You might just take his money. You might, you know, go and get over a couple millions of dollars. You might steal from him. So he's like, here's $100,000. The banker knows everything about us. So he has done his research about every individual. Mm-hmm. And he knows, you know, who's lacking in what area. So, a personal offer isn't offered to everybody. So he was
the banker's also running for president, right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that is a good point. But, you know, I guess that's...
It's a question. It's a fair question. Mike, I guess what I'd be most curious to know is, do they have some kind of, at episode 5, that's a spot where we might throw out a personal offer? Is that in their pre-notes for the show? And then in episode 8, we're going to try this. I will say, though, I think that what they were thinking in terms of TV was they were thinking, this will be good TV to throw this out there and be like, you're going to get $100,000, but is it worth it? Because imagine if you had turned it down. Uh-huh. And then it's like they could have a whole thing about, yeah, he blew his shot at winning that much money, and now he goes home with nothing. In any case, I will just say, as a reality TV fan, I don't think that in your – I thought with your episode, it was very compelling because you ended up having the reveal of the case. It's like, is she in or is she out?
In this case, it
felt like a little bit of a letdown of the end of the episode, because it's like, okay, he's done. I want to know, okay, he's got a 1 in 3 chance he could stay and get – he could get the 100,000 and stay there.
That would have been much cooler.
I know.
But I think they thought that trying this would be also good TV. I just think that
– Yeah, yeah. A little trial and error and see what happens, because, yeah, again, if I wouldn't have taken it and I would have continued and say I made it to the next episode and got eliminated, like, that would have been a great article. Hey, you know, this guy just turned on $100,000 to fight for the end and lost it. You know, just imagine the regret he feels. So, yeah.
Oh, man, I would not want to read that. Now, I'll tell you this. Like,
that would be
back
brutal.
In the old deal or no deal game – Howie, his heart would break when people would turn down $25,000 and they would go home with nothing, you know? Definitely. And sometimes I couldn't imagine, you know, I have that strong will. I love those excursions. I genuinely have FOMO. I wish I was in every excursion. I would do it for free. But if I were to have turned down the 40 and then kept going and then lose, I would have just, I don't know, I would felt devastated, because I also had goals when I got into the show. And I had, you know, if I could just help pay a couple bills for my mom, or if I could make a difference in somebody else's life, like, even if it's such a small amount, I wanted to take that opportunity. And at the same time, I was like, it's my first reality show. This isn't that bad. I can continue forward and really go more in the future with it. So the gears were turning, you know, because at the same time I was also like, well, I did just win some, you know, personal offer in the excursion. Maybe I can live off that. But yeah, it's hard getting, you know, having that personal offer. And we'll see if there's any other in the show, in the game, you know.
We will see. It's correct.
Miranda, any thoughts or questions on the episode? Anything else?
Dawson, when you found that it was the easy, you said it was like an easy challenge, right?
No, I it was.
more of a fun challenge.
A very fun challenge, yes.
Okay, what would be going from the first challenge to now? What would be the one challenge that you just would not want to do again?
The snake one, without a doubt.
Like, you don't think that, like, after you saw everything, that you're like, you know what, I'm just gonna go in and just let them bite me and get that long stick and go?
Nope, none of that. I don't like dealing with snakes. Those suckers are vicious. They're angry. They hurt. They're scary. And
you're going to get some snake people on here to kind of tell you something different.
Yeah. No.
Hey, don't come at him for that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it. Snakes are they're crazy. Okay? They are crazy. They're scary. I don't even know. No, thank you. Well, it would be that challenge without a doubt. If I could do another challenge again, it would definitely be that rope one because I really loved that one, the last one we just did. But overall, I mean, all the challenges were great besides that snake one.
What about that mud challenge, the very first one?
That one was, I was powerhousing through that mud. That was.
Same. I think we went straight to the middle because we assumed that that's where the biggest cases would be the most, the middle.
Ranked. Like I was breathing so heavy. My heart was racing in my lungs.
It was like a dry breath.
Yeah. And I was just pushing, trying to get through that mud. And I remember everyone would just would grab their case and run with it, you know, and there's mud and water in these cases. So like what I did, which is what made it easier for me to carry it back, is I literally drained it out before running it back. Like,
yeah, it was heavy.
Yeah. It saved literally 20 pounds dumping it out prior.
Oh yeah. And then I had my boots on, which were 10 pounds each boot.
Yeah.
You know? And then you got Amy rolling around. You got Claudia. She's just kind of just relaxing, you know. Aaron's like, gosh, I hate this place already. He didn't want to get his shirt dirty.
And that's when you kind of see everyone's personality going through that mud. And yeah, it was cool.
Oh, I mean, Alyssa, like she went through, listen, she slithered through that mud because she did not get any like mess on that yellow outfit.
She beat me to that podium.
I'm telling you, she knew how to get her way up into that podium like a coral snake or something because I looked over and I'm like, what the heck? We just got here, you know? And then I didn't realize how bad Kim was when she was still in the back. Like I wish I would have helped more. I'm so happy that like Jordan, she dropped her case and went in, and you and Rob, everyone helped out. I was just like looking for my life out there. You know, I almost had the bottom two.
I don't know if I would have been there if she was in the middle, though, because that was intense. We got to her walking through the edge, you know, but if she was in the middle.
We should bring Branson on here for like a 15-minute recap on his perspective on that episode, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we should do that. And Jameel. We got to get Jameel here, too.
Jameel, I know Jameel's a listener, too. We got to get him on at some point.
Oh, Jameel loves it. Yeah.
I got a question. Speaking of challenge performance, something that we noted in our recap was it seems like Nick is starting to really emerge as a big time contender in these challenges. And Miranda asked me a few weeks ago, how would I play the game? I said I would play similar to Nick.
Yep.
And my sort of theory / read was that Nick did not try to come out real hard in the first few challenges because he didn't want to be perceived as too threatening. He didn't want to get blood on his hands. He didn't want to have to piss people off. He wanted to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Is that the correct read? Do you guys think that Nick at the start of the show was maybe trying to not come away as like the big winner in these challenges? And now as we're reaching the end game, he's turning it up a little bit, or has he always been kind of going for it the whole time, do you think?
I think the dude's a strong competitor no matter what. Now just he was more comfortable in the beginning, obviously, you know, more people, you know, like, hey, I'm not going to be picked. But I think now like the stakes are getting so high and it's just being narrowed down that he's really, really putting in the effort because I mean, our alliance that we had was great. Like it was full transparency. Everyone communicated everything. We wanted us four to go to the end. And we knew if us four were in the end, we knew we were fighting for ourselves. And we were all working towards that, you know? So I think that was definitely like a little motivation for him.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
I'm storming out right now.
I tented with him. So he definitely doesn't have like this douche personality where you have like this big buff guy and then all of a sudden like he's just like he perceives himself as better than everybody else. Like we kind of knew how strong he was, but he didn't talk about it He kind of played it cool, he played it dumb sometimes, you know, wasn't into any of the drama. I would remember if somebody would say something to him, he'd be like, don't worry about it. I ain't worried about it. So like, he didn't play telephone. If anybody said anything to him, he was just like, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, he was just calm. He was chill. You didn't look at him as a threat though, but you looked at him as a good contender, somebody who, hey, you got him as a partner. You guys would be going places. So.
Okay. So Nick and I need to be somewhat accurate.
Yeah.
You would be great. You'd be great, Jack.
You would be.
Thumbs up again.
Did I?
Yeah. I'm trying to get the fireworks going.
Achievement unlocked. Okay, thank you, Miranda. I appreciate it. Jack for season 2. Let's go. All right, here's another one. We got a better idea from the episode where Jordan stands in all of this, because for a while she really wasn't getting a lot of screen time. It's kind of like she seemed like she was friends with everybody, kind of floating a little bit. But one thing that was interesting is Rob makes a couple of comments about Jordan being a part of his side in all of this. So, Jordan, did you guys get a vibe that she started to maybe pick a side at this point? Was she friends with everybody? Did you think she was playing both sides? Like, where do you think she stood in all this? Yes,
Dawson. Okay, so this was not shown on the episode, but it was kind of obvious. You know, Jordan was cool with everyone. No one had an issue with her at all. Rob mentioned it about her and I, you know, last episode. You know, someone was to eliminate someone, it wouldn't be us. We don't have an issue with anyone. But Jordan, you know, obviously the Night Owls, we chatted. We're like, we need to know where Jordan stands. And I've had a talk with Jordan before that. I was like, we need to get, you know, these people out. And she's like, oh, yes, we do 100%. And she was fired up. She's like, yeah, no, I'm angry. We got to get them out. Yeah. And I was like, yes, like, I love this. You know, so I told the Night Owls, I was like, we got to get her with us. The last episode, again, I wasn't shown, but I talked to Jordan. I said, hey, like, I don't want to put pressure on you and sound like, you know, you can't pick or you have to make a decision right now. But I told her, I said, you really, really, like, it's becoming time to pick a side, because now it's becoming really obvious. And if someone's too scared to make a bold move on someone, they're going to do it on you, because it would be, you know, kind of a pawn. And I said, I don't want that. I you know, I think you're playing a great game, but it's time for you to also slam it into drive, figure out who you're going to roll with and go from there.
I will say this, me and Jordan had kind of the same layout, you know, not trying to step on anyone's toes. Like, even with Aaron, his excuse about me was just because I was just floating through the game. And even Rob, well, Miranda's here, she doesn't have a target on her back. So I just couldn't understand like what the other reasons were, you know, because Jordan at the same time was kind of doing the same thing. Doesn't have a target on her back, just kind of floating along. We're both, you know, big contenders. So I always wonder, that's why I always blamed Alyssa, because I'm like, there's got to be something going on for Aaron to want to speak up and just be like, oh yeah, Miranda, she's just not doing anything. And like, what do you mean, Aaron? But I think it's because she knew, or he knew, that I would get Stephanie out. Oh, look at Papu.
It's my baby boy.
That's so cute.
Is Peaches going to join us too?
Peaches is being Have next to me. She might do it.
This is Paco. Paco is the cutest baby in the whole wide world.
Where's Rico?
Rico's in bed, I think. Yeah, he's in bed.
But yeah, so it was just like, it's kind of shocking how Aaron's not wanting to, you know, sit there and say, but I guess it's because Jordan is playing on their side as well. But I never really kind of gave an Aaron a reason why.
I don't think she ever agreed, like, hey, I'm with you guys. It was weird.
I was his agent of chaos. Like, come on.
Yeah, it was totally
impressive. I was his wild card, you know? It was a weird setup. I couldn't understand it. I was just like, you know, like, I was definitely friends with everybody, even Alyssa, like, in the game. We had our moments and stuff, but I really tried to kind of lay low myself. But at the same time, I definitely had my blind sides locked and loaded.
They were locked and loaded. I was shocked when you said that, because I had no freaking clue. No clue at all.
Yeah, I knew about so much, but I kept it to myself because there was a moment where, obviously we'll get back to it, but Alyssa didn't talk about the personal offer that she got. Mm-hmm. She lied to everybody, I guess, and everybody was questioning it, but she never came out. It got to a point where she went to everybody. I don't know if she went to you. She went to me, and the cameras were in front of us, and she's like, Miranda, I want to let you know I got the personal offer. I lied about it because, you know, I didn't want people to know. Yes. And I was like, Alyssa, I knew about it this whole time. You know, I knew. I was like, the thing is, I said, you need to stop playing telephone. Yeah. Once people stop playing telephone, your game becomes a lot better. You know, yeah. if I were to go to tell Dawson, like, Aaron's talking about this. Oh, yeah. Dalton. I got to tell you something.
I think his name's
that's my brother's name, though. Fun fact, and the reason he said that is because, you know, we shared the tent, we would talk about, you know, family when cameras
so were you have off. A brother named Dalton, and then you have another brother too, right?
I have a brother named Dylan and Dalton. I'm the youngest.
Double D's.
Yep, see, that's actually confusing, though. Like, if I spent a lot of time with you, I would probably actually make that mistake at some point. Like, it's times. The name that always trips me up is when people are named either Brandon, Brendan, Brennan, or what's the other one? Brendan, Brandon, Brayden,
and Sydney.
I was calling Dawson Dalton for a long time.
As soon as you know my brother's name, you're going to start calling me that. That's just how it goes. You know, it's my mom's, my head again. My mom's done it forever. Like, he said that. I was like, it's literally like a big deal.
I think Rob was just having one of those little moments. My dad does the same thing where he's like, Miranda, Chase, Miranda.
Yeah. And just saying like six different names before the
action. So he's just like trying to say a name. That's why he got frustrated.
Yeah.
Good guy.
My name, that's not even my real name.
What's your real name?
What?
Okay, any guesses?
Wait. You're saying your real name's not Jack?
Yeah. Jason.
No. I'm gonna say it's Jonathan.
That's close. Very close.
Ron.
No. Ron. You got the first part right. It's John. J-O-H-N.
Oh.
John. Okay.
Just John.
Oh. Yeah.
John. No. It wasn't like John finished the sentence. It is John. It's an Irish thing. I'm part Irish. I'm part Italian.
I'm Irish.
Irish, it's like a lot of Johns are actually, a lot of people named, everybody who's Jack, who's Irish, their real name is John. So think about all the famous Jacks that are Irish and they're all named John.
I took a DNA test and I found out that I'm Jewish, Irish, and Scottish.
I'm Middle Eastern, partially. Middle Eastern, German.
You're Viking. He's a straight Viking.
Yeah, I got a lot of Viking, Middle East, Europe, Germany. Yeah, I'm a mix. Mix of everything.
His tribe got pillaged.
All right. What else? Is there anything else from this episode or you guys' time on the show that you want to discuss before we run out of time?
I just want to say how well, you know, Stephanie and Amy, Jordan, all of them, like, I love seeing them in the games, all the girls, you know, kicking butt.
No, you could say that one. That's a PG swear.
Kicking ass. It was just awesome. Like, of course the guys kick ass, but I love seeing the girls kick ass. Like, they were awesome. They were going in and out and doing, like, come on, there were snakes in there. Like, you're in a jungle and these girls are killing it, you know? So any couch warriors sitting on that seat, talking crap about Amy, talking crap about Stephanie, you guys go out there and try to do that. Honestly.
Hopping on that trend is girls, when it comes to reality TV show, I think girls, again, this is, you know, everyone's opinion is going to be different, but I think girls can have a lot of guys beat with strength, physically, mentally, everything. Because I mean, you look at track records of a lot of reality shows and females are winning, I mean, a majority of these shows.
It's true. I agree. You women know? Were the best.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
We depends make the world on the show, around. Really.
Yeah, it does depend on the show, but I mean, after watching again, you know, Amy, Stephanie, Jordan, all these girls, Alyssa, all of them, they're really good at these challenges. Like, very good. Like, you look at the snake one. Jordan was literally, like, she was my boyfriend at that time.
Yeah, Jordan took care of you.
I was through it, and I was like, this is what I need right now because I am lacking, and you are just strong as a nail right now.
See, Jordan was strong. I mean, and Rob was right. You know, everybody's kind of, you know, fighting for everybody else, but Jordan's, like, five-starring it the whole way, you know?
Yep.
She's over there being your boyfriend and being her own survivor at the same time.
Mm-hmm. She was. She definitely was.
Dawson, is there anything else that you wanted to get a chance to get off your chest or talk about your time from the show, like in getting this full hour to talk about things that you didn't get to address in any exit interviews, or do we tackle pretty much everything for now?
Yeah, I think we got about everything. What could I touch up on?
You can just tell people
all my notes. I went through them all. You know,
tell people that whatever you said, everything we've said, or all the crap we've talked about, it's gameplay. It should not be.
I wouldn't call it talking crap.
We can talk about is,
I wouldn't. You guys aren't talking crap about
it. No, but even in the future to come, even if we're talking about in the moment, like, hey, you know, I think, you know, why, like, just talking in the moment crap. It's just about gameplay, and I feel like there's some people that have taken it outside of the game and have taken things personally. Right, Dawson?
People, yes, that's exactly what I was going to say, is it could be a much better outcome if people would learn how to separate the game from real life. Like, there is no need to be, you know, having issues with someone else. I mean, yeah, if something else happened, you know, I'm not going to explain that, but if there's an issue in the game that's on camera and you're bringing it outside of camera, that's not real life. You know, we're in a game show right now and we're fighting for money, and it's a different person comes out, you know? So I think that people need to realize, hey, we need to separate this. This isn't who I am in real life. And all these people online, I mean, social media is ruthless, dude. Ruthless.
Yeah.
They all got I would say that everything that I always talk about as it relates to sports writing, covering sports, athletes are very sensitive too. I always try to make it known. You criticize the performance, not the performer. So, like, what I think everyone has been doing here is saying, like, oh yeah, this happened and maybe this wasn't a good move. It's not an attack on the person. I don't think anybody, now you have the opportunity to do that, but nobody has done that here in this avenue, and I've watched your guys' lives, and I have not seen, you know, that.
Yeah.
It's a recall of the events. It's answering questions. Everybody's going to get their chance to talk when you're off the show. If you want to get a chance to talk, you're always welcome to come on here. You can get a full hour, whatever it is. If you got something off your chest, we gave Dawson a chance to talk today. But at the end of the day, everything that Brooke and I talk about, we're never ripping into people. We're never making fun of people. If you hear what we're saying, everything is gameplay based. Hey, maybe this wasn't a good move, or maybe we make a joke. Last week, I made a joke about Stephanie, and I made a joke about how, like, dramatic she was. And I made the joke about, is she like this when she gets her coffee? And they're like, did you order a caramel macchiato? And she's like, I did. And she, like, she came on the podcast and she talked about how funny she thought that was, because she realized that it was a joke and it's all good fun.
Hey, don't mess with our coffee in the morning, because I will get like that too.
Not everyone is like that, so.
Yeah.
But
hey, remember, cue in that clip. You can't hate the player, you got to hate the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And that was, like, the biggest thing is we all get a moment to kind of debrief our personal perspective on the game. You know, we come on here and we say, Miranda, who do you think was the strongest alliance? Why do you think that? And I could have a different answer for somebody and say something, you know, man, that alliance was stupid strong. You know, I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just like, it's a compliment. Or yeah, I didn't like the way she did that. She looked at me wrong. Like, that made me so mad. Doesn't mean I'm mad at you right now. That's long gone in the thing. And I just, some people need to like understand, like there's no hard feelings. It's, we're just recapping how we felt in that moment.
100%.
And I'm not going to say that like everybody, whoever talks and does commentary is doing it in good faith and that they are in fact criticizing the performance. A lot of times I do see stuff in the media, in sports talk, where they are really ripping into people, but that hasn't, I have not seen that on this show, thankfully. I have not seen that so far with the social media stuff. Anyway, all this to say, like, everything that Dawson and Miranda talked about today was gameplay related. Last week, Alyssa and Stephanie, that was a personal thing between the two of them. I think they each got a chance to state their case, and yep, neither of them have belabored the point and talked about it since we moved on. So,
yeah. It's
we're getting hit with crazy storms right now.
I'm so happy I'm in Arizona. I'm not in the Midwest right now.
I'm jealous. I've been asking for a huge storm for like, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm on there almost every day and I'm like, I just wish it would storm so I can go outside and be afraid. It's
great way to get a plug in. What's your Instagram, Miranda?
Oh, there you go, guys. If you want to stay tuned and see if it rains and storms. I'm Miranda Harrison, kind of like on the screen. But my middle name is Rose. So Miranda Rose Harrison. I got the pink pants on. Twitter is @itsmirandarose. So I kind of made it easy for everybody. If you guys can't find me, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't use X, but I got it. Mine is @DawsonAddis or @AddisDawson. And my Instagram's @DawsonAddis. Nothing too difficult. Yeah, nothing too difficult, but.
Very good. Well, Dawson, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me.
It's Dawson, not Dalton. So I hope people are adding Dawson. Dalton's
correct.
They're gonna, your brother's going to get a lot of ads.
Oh, yeah. He's loving it.
Dawson, thank you so much. Great job, Miranda. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Love you, Dawson. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right, folks. That concludes this edition of Deal or No Deal Island Insiders with Miranda and Dawson. It was a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope it shines some light on some of the things and some of the questions that you may have up to this point in the show. Miranda and I will be back next week with another guest. We typically don't reveal who's going to join us because we don't want it to be any kind of tip off to how the episode's going to play out, because we want to get people who are obviously big players in the episode. So we'll see. Actually, I haven't even seen the next episode yet, so I'm not even sure who it's going to be, but we'll have somebody. It'll be great. Another episode, Deal or No Deal Island Insiders next week. Make sure you guys are all subscribed to the Jack Vita Show here on our YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, turn on those notifications. I know that a lot of people don't, I think like 80% of our viewers, 85% of our viewers aren't even subscribed. So hit subscribe, turn on those notifications, and you won't miss an episode. We're going to have a lot more content. We'll have an exit interview next week. And then, of course, our recaps with Brooke. If you guys haven't checked out either the exit interview or the recap with Brooke, we've got, you know, those come out each week and they're a lot of fun. I think you guys will enjoy it. You can follow me on social media @JackVitaShow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And until next week, I'm Jack Vita, bringing the dancing lobsters.